At the Christian heart of this United Kingdom stands Westminster Abbey. And it was right that it provided the setting for two events this year, one of them almost unbearably sad, and one for Prince Philip and me tremendously happy. Joy and sadness are part of all our lives. Indeed, the poet William Blake tells us, "Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine." This interweaving of joy and woe has been very much brought home to me and my family during the last months. We all felt the shock and sorrow of Diana's death. Thousands upon thousands of you expressed your grief most poignantly in the wonderful flowers and messages left in tribute to her.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was a great comfort to all those close to her.
Thank you so much.
But Prince Philip and I also knew the joy of our golden wedding. We were glad to be able to share this joy at Buckingham Palace with many other couples who are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. It doesn't seem like 50 years.
No,
it
doesn't.
It's gone too quickly, hasn't it?
Gone very quickly. Oh, very nice to see
you
all.
Did you serve in any of these?
Yes, I was a military nurse.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And did you marry one of your patients?
Oh, no. No. He was three
I was the doctor.
Three-year-old father.
I don't believe it.
Then, on our own anniversary day, came a very different service at Westminster Abbey. This time, the silken twine, a service of thanksgiving for our 50 happy years together. After that service, a chance to meet and chat to so many people. I will never forget that day, nor a day 5 years ago when Windsor Castle suffered a terrible fire. More than 100 rooms were badly damaged. This is how St. George's Hall looked then. But this is how it looks now. Wonderful. So the disaster of 1992 actually brought opportunities for all sorts of people to display their range of craftsmanship and skills, their love of history and their faith in the future. Last month, the restoration of the castle was completed, and everyone involved gathered together to celebrate.
This is the man that painted the undercroft.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I haven't been in there recently.
You've been in there, no?
Because the other day when I came round, there was a notice that keep out polishing the floors.
Oh, right.
So I dare go in. The castle is shortly to be open again for all to see. A mixture of the original with later additions and alterations. Vigorous blend of the old and the new. And so it has been in the Commonwealth. Prince Philip and I were touched by the way the Canadian people welcomed us again to Canada. And we were delighted to be invited to visit Pakistan. and India on the 50th anniversary of their independence and to celebrate their achievements since 1947.
Thank you. Very glad to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
The Prince of Wales represented Britain when the people of Hong Kong marked their return to China in spectacular fashion. Many of you might have felt a twinge of sadness as we in Britain bade them farewell. The pictures speak for themselves, but we should be proud of the success of our partnership in Hong Kong and in how peacefully the old empire has been laid to rest. Out of the old empire sprang the Commonwealth family of nations we know today. And that too has grown and changed over the years. In October, 51 representatives of Commonwealth governments met in Edinburgh, very much in the spirit of a family gathering.
It was very nice having everybody here last night.
Well, we enjoyed it very much. And also to see the Queen Mother.
Yes, it was very nice she was able to come. We all enjoy meeting old friends and making new ones, but there was also important business to be done.
Have you been at the meeting this morning?
Yes. It's a wonderful session.
Here, with the Prime Minister of Grenada, we're discussing the drugs problem.
Is that sort of all the islands now, is it?
All the islands. Mm. All the islands. You see, as you know, Majesty, it's very difficult to patrol and monitor the activities in those islands. In my case, almost with every half mile of the country has a bay.
The world saw that the Commonwealth can make a major contribution to international relations and prosperity. The meeting also showed that unity and diversity can go hand in hand. Recent developments at home, which have allowed Scotland and Wales greater say in the way they are governed, should be seen in that light and as proof that the kingdom can still enjoy all the benefits of remaining united. Being united, that is, feeling a unity of purpose, is the glue that bonds together the members of a family, a country, a commonwealth. Without it, the parts are only fragments of a whole. With it, we can be much more than the sum of those fragments. For most of us, this is a happy family day. But I am well aware that there are many of you who are alone or bereaved or suffering. My heart goes out to you, and I pray that we, the more fortunate ones, can unite to lend a helping hand wherever it is needed and not pass by on the other side. St. Paul spoke of the first Christmas as the kindness of God dawning upon the world. The world needs that kindness now more than ever. The kindness and consideration for others that disarms malice and which allows us to get on with one another with respect and affection. Christmas reaffirms that God is with us today. But as I have discovered afresh for myself this year, he is always present in the kindness shown by our neighbors and in the love of our friends and family. God bless you all and happy Christmas.